This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
So he just asked, they started an apparel company and wanted some advice. First of all, being in business is about making money, right? There's a million great ideas out there, but unless you can make money, you're not gonna be able to build a business, right? That's what determines whether you stay in business. So make sure that when you're doing your research, that, you know, for here in your Chinese market, that you have a direct path to revenue. So you have to just not only know about the idea of the different style that you're gonna have, but, you know, how are you gonna design it, protect it, right? Your IP is gonna be protected, which may or may not be possible here. And then you have distribution, marketing, all of these different components. And the interesting thing is you're gonna be caught, as always, in one, how do I finance it, right? Because, you know, is it truly a probability to be successful? Are you gonna be able to, you know, bootstrap it early enough, you know, until you can make enough money where you're not gonna give away all your equity? The biggest mistake that successful entrepreneurs make is that they take money too early. But on the other side, a lot of entrepreneurs won't even have a chance to be successful if they didn't take money early, right? So, I mean, I'm a realist. So a lot of people, you know, it's theoretical to say, oh, don't take money too early. The biggest problem for most entrepreneurs is they take money too early. But then again, a lot of the people that took money too early, they may or may not have been able to stay in business. You never know. I have a philosophy about taking money. You know, one, you know, fight taking money until you really have to, you know. And then two, when you are raising money, or I think it's true doing anything in life, you know, people, they have the wrong energy. You know, I'm an energy guy, right? You follow me. So, yeah, so most people have the wrong energy about no, right? They don't like to take no as an answer. They quit after so many no's. They listen to the you are, like, you are this, instead of I am. You know, I always learned from Ray Lewis, a football player in the United States. He said, you know why eagles fly higher than all the other birds? Pigeons all fly together, right? They do, because they... Right, exactly. It is. But think about it. All these pigeons are, you can't fly that high, you can't fly that high. That eagle doesn't listen, right? He just flies that way. Well, the same energy goes, in my opinion, with people who say no. So I can shift your energy about no in 2 seconds. So imagine if I told you right now that you are 24 no's away from having a $1 billion company. Number one, how excited would you be to get your first no?
Definitely.
How fast would you want to get your second no?
A minute later.
So I'm here to tell you that the universe, that it's true, there's only so many no's in between you.
I never thought about that.
In between you and what you want. I don't know how many it is. That's the only difference, because time is a construct. It's an illusion. Time's a construct. Linear time is just a perspective, the same way as no is just a perspective. And so think to yourself, how can my energy shift? All the things that you guys want to do as entrepreneurs is a matter of energy and having perspective. But the key is to enjoy it, right?
Yeah, we enjoy it so much.
Yeah, so as long as you're enjoying it, it doesn't matter how long it takes. So I talk about values, you know, you have your gratitude, empathy, accountability, effective communication, but you also have personal values, experiential values, giving values, and receiving values. And one of the interesting, or to me, confusing things about being young is that when I was young, everyone always said, because I was like you, I worked all the time after law school. The minute I got out of law school, I was in sales, and I was poor, and I wanted to be rich. And so, yeah, so all I did was work, right, like you. But I enjoyed it the same way. Like, I've never worked a day in my life, because even when I lost all my money, it's not that I love losing all my money, but I loved the day-to-day, like the story, like, just what it was, right? So the interesting thing about balance is, when you're young, don't listen to people that tell you, oh, you know, you're too focused on this side, because my feeling about the balance of your personal, experiential, giving, and receiving values is, you know, for me, I'm going to live to 111. Most people want to live to maybe 100, but I was, you know, this is my lucky number.
Yeah.
111. I was born on January
11th. I love 11.
I was born on January 11th. Oh, wow. So 111. So I tease my kids that I'll die on 111, on 111, at 111, at 111. Yeah, I was just
at 111 years old.
Exactly. Well, I was born at 111 on January 11th. So I, you know, I joke around, but I'm serious. So but when I'm 111, I want to look back and say, over my entire life, 25% of my time was spent on my personal values, you know, character, love, family, health, all those things. 25% of my time on experiences, like living in Shanghai, pursuing whatever it is, speaking, writing books, you know, being a modern day Renaissance person that people can't even conceive of how you do so many different things and have TV show, podcasts, books, businesses, all the things we do. Yeah. And then giving values, right? Already I'm 50 years old and I see a shift in how much time I spent on giving. Yeah. And then finally my receiving values, which, you know, I have expanded my productivity and accessibility to allow me still to receive, but focuses are, I'm 50. Well, how old are you, 20?
I'll be 20 after 2 days.
It's about 2 days, so?
Today's 20th?
Or today's
19th.
3 days.
Yeah, 22nd. If you're in America, it'd be 4 days, okay.
Yeah.
What day? Well,
18.
You're 18, yeah. You know, for me, like, you know, personal values come naturally. Like, when you get older, you got to start focusing on your health.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Most of the time when you're young, you don't. So, but right now, you should be receiving, right? Focusing on experiences, receiving, learning about fashion, all these things. Being more interested than interesting. So, make sure, you know, on that respect, you are balanced if you're spending 90% of your time on those two values when you're 18 and 20, and you're probably 25. Yeah, so.
Good guess.
Yeah, when's your birthday?
November 3rd, 1992.
November 3rd?
Yeah, May 23rd.
Oh, so you guys are really...
May 23rd. Even 23rd. I didn't know that.
See? I know, that's when you get older, you start asking questions.
No, it's because... do you have an advice on how to network with the right people? Because for me, I don't know how to... what people to reach to, and how to find them, how to make them believe me, and, like, make myself credible to them.
Yeah, so the way that I network normally is to be of service. Like, I just feel the energy of networking is through, you know, when I'm giving, and then meeting people is much more organic. Not to say that, you know, I would say there's two types of people. One, those who manipulate, and two, those who inspire. So if I want to live in inspiration every day, enjoy the pursuit, the consistent every day, persistent without quit pursuit, enjoyment of the pursuit of my potential, then I might as well focus on doing good. And the universe, I'll attract all the right people. Not to say that I'm not strategic about my service.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to meet, you know, someone in the apparel industry, I would look and see what charitable, you know, fashion shows are going on.
Yeah.
And I'd volunteer. And then I trust the universe that, you know, usually there's very powerful, wealthy, inspirational people that surround themselves with charitable fashion shows. And I'm going to give all three of you the best piece of networking advice is, I call it the one question. Always have one question in mind, no matter when you're, it comes along with knowing your elevator pitch. Always have one question in mind that when as you raise and elevate your awareness through vibration, people are going to be attracted to you, and you're going to be sitting in an elevator and you're gonna miss opportunities when you're 20 years old or 18 years old or 25, because you don't have one question, you don't have an awareness and a vibration of that. So for me, if I'm constantly thinking, I always have to have one question, and the question can simply be, how are you? But when you ask somebody a question, you're opening it up. So number one, have one question always in mind. Two, look people in the eye and smile. It's all energy, but you will increase statistical success by three simple rules of networking. One question in mind at all times. So, because if you have that one question, you always feel comfortable. You know, you're running in, hey, where are you from?
Yeah.
How are you? Or it can be so that's an ask, right?
Entrepreneur. My parents don't really, I guess they don't really encourage me, even though I'm doing my own thing.
Of course not.
Like, I'm doing my own thing, and they don't really know what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, like, when should I tell them? Should I tell them when I'm a little bit, when we
So first of all, why don't you think your parents encourage this behavior?
I think it's because they don't want me to fail. They're scared of me failing because they spend a lot of time and like money putting me through school, and they just don't want me to like detract from that. So
there's two reasons for everything to happen, and right, the word relative means what?
Approximate
to one another. So that's why the word came out. And so the people that are most closest to us, we call relatives. Right? We'll even make up names when, you know, I meet a lot of kids that are disadvantaged and have lost their parents or their parents, right? They're in bad, and they'll call a sibling or a close friend or their foster parent or someone, right? Mom. Well, mom's probably the most relative person in your life, because that's who gave birth to you.
Yeah.
And there's no one who will care for you more than your mom. And the reason your parents, or your perception of your parents, that they should or shouldn't support you is two things. One, their ego. They're not, they think they're living for you, not through you, right? Through you. My kids live through me, not for me. Right? If I take the perspective that my kids...
Vicariously through you.
Yeah, they live through me, you know? It's ego. A need to be right, a need to be offended, a need to be superior, inferior, separate, a need for guilt, a need for fear, a need for anxiety. All of these things are ego-based. And so because they're so relative to you, and sometimes it manifests itself, I've invested so much into you, money, time, resources, right? The truth is, all they want you to do is be happy. So if they think somehow their baby Akbar is gonna be hurt, And being a parent, getting married, getting old are three things I can never explain to you. No matter how much time we had here to mentor you, you never will know what it's like to be a parent until you are one. And so I just stopped trying to explain it to people. But I don't live in any fear, right? I know ego and time are the two things that I have to be aware of. That any time that my ego gets in my own way or time. So for you, you have to realize your parents just want you to be happy. So whenever you're comfortable explaining whatever activities you have in a manner that can make your parents feel as if you're safer, it's better for you, all their intention. I'll give you an example of what I started doing to my mom. I'm 50 years old. You know, I'm doing my 50 for 50, so I love my birthday. I celebrate all the time, all year round, all over the world. But, you know, for me, I noticed my mom, she would call me so that I would prove to her that one, I loved her, and two, I appreciated her. And I'm sure your parents want to know that you love them and appreciate them. That's why you're afraid to tell them that you're doing something that may hurt you. You need to convince them that it's helping you, even if you don't have the economic success as early as they want. If every entrepreneur listened to their parents, we would have no progress. I also think, you know, it's okay to articulate to your parents, what do you want from me? You want me to be healthy?
Yeah.
Well, I know that this is what makes me happy, and I'm doing everything to be healthy. You know, unlike other kids that are going out every night partying, I'm working. Exactly. You know, I'm doing this. You want me to be happy? Nothing in the world makes me more happy than doing this. Whether or not it makes money is irrelevant. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making the playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.